Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, Accent on London edition. I'm in London right now, not in Los Angeles. My guest for today is in Los Angeles. He lives in Malibu. He was my neighbor for many, many, many years. So we sometimes were walking the same roads, but mainly what we have in common is a love for the music. And Alan Yelpy, he's my friend. He's my one of the most favorite guests on the show because he's just the most charming gentleman and his talent is overwhelming. And we just love him to succeed in music business so much. So every time when he comes to the studio or just contacts me with new single, I am there to promote it. And that's today what we'll be doing. So, hi, Alan.
Hey, best intro ever.
Okay, I know I'm calling you Alan, but really officially you are Yelpy. So I think that's how we need to talk to you.
Yeah, it's like Sting, except not as cool.
So no more Alan. You are just, for everybody, Yelpy. And you will be like a Sting, hopefully.
You can call me whatever you like.
I want people to remember your name and go to YouTube, go to your websites and just tune in into music, your music.
Yes, please.
Yes, today is one of those days that you'll be releasing your new single. And this is number five. Single number five, yes?
Number five, I believe. Yeah, I think you have a better count of it than I do.
Oh, yes. I remember because probably three I promoted. And then I went off to your website, which, please, I love your website. It's so clean, and so easy to just get in touch with you. And with your music, it's very, very beautifully put clean together. Messy websites. So everybody, if somebody wants to see your website, listen to your music, download your songs, see your videos, see your pictures, all is there perfectly organized. Where we can send people?
Yeah, you can go to the regular website, which is yelpy.net. But you can't unfortunately download songs for free on the regular version. But you can listen to them. You listen to all the songs. And and there's links, and you can watch the video.
And they all are available on YouTube, so people can.
Yeah, everything's on YouTube. Everything's on everything. Like you just, you just Google Yelpy, and it'll all pop up for you. It's magic.
How we spell your name for everybody?
So it's Yelpy.
Yes. All right. So maybe 1 or 2 minutes, let's talk a little bit about your accent. You are on Accent On. I have an accent. I am from Poland originally. You have an accent, not American accent. So where are you from?
So I'm from Ireland. And I think I moved over here like 10 years ago.
So you are pretty young, but 10 years in America, sometimes this is like, you know, very good marriage. 10 years is great.
Oh yeah, that's super long. Me and LA have been married 10 years now.
Yeah, that's a great success story. Mostly artists who are coming to America to try to bring the career to higher level, they leave unhappy or leave like a little depressed. It's a tough town, tough place.
It's very tough. Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of amazing, amazing artists there. They're coming and going. So, but you are staying. So I don't know how you're doing that. I think you're very
magic.
Magic and you're persistent. I think so. You just releasing quality of music. You are not the one of the artists who just shovel every 20 minutes another song for people and confuse them. You really are caring about every release.
Yeah, I work at my Yelpy pace, which is very slow. It's a song every 2 years. Yay.
Hello, you have time to promote each one. That's good. So we have, like you mentioned, 5 singles, 10 years. You're right. Every 2 years, new single. Hey, we need love. Okay. But yeah, I don't let you go too easily by not describing a little bit your life story. You were born in Ireland in what town?
I was born in Dublin, yeah. Okay. Dublin is the capital for those.
Of course. So. And let's talk a little bit about your love for guitars and schooling, because you are well educated. So can you tell us a little bit, when did you start recording, playing? How was your life in Dublin?
Yeah, so I guess it was either my 14th or 15th birthday. I always get it wrong. It could have been my 15th, actually. But anyway, my sister used to play piano, and I was just hopeless. I didn't play anything. I didn't really have any major interests. And I remember I was with my dad. My sister's birthday is a week before my birthday, I believe, or is it a week after my birthday? I can't remember. It was a week after, actually. And we were getting my sister a new kind of keyboard for her birthday. You know, it was a surprise. And we were in the music shop, and my dad asked me, did I want a guitar? And I was like, why would I want a guitar, you know? I was never even thought about playing guitar. But anyway, he bought me a guitar, and yeah, rest is history. I just play that thing all the time. It was electric guitar. I used to play lots of rock songs. I taught myself, and I taught myself very backward. I used to play like guitar solos before I learned chords, you know. This is a really bad way to learn one. Yeah.
But this is a beautiful story, because a lot of parents, and I'm sure a lot of parents are listening to our show too, they have children, children who dream to become musicians. They think it's only one way to get them is to put them behind the piano, guitar, and give them classical upbringing, which is beautiful. But also any contact with music can turn somebody who just didn't know 2-3 weeks before that will fall in love with instrument to just fall in love with instrument. And look at what's happened to you. Like you say, you learn first play solos before you play the chords. So, you know, it's like everything backwards, and you were self-made, self-learned artists and lots of geniuses in music business. That's how they describe the beginning. So nothing wrong with, anyway, just parents, whoever listens to us, just buy your children instruments, whatever they are, and hopefully highest.
Yeah, I think it's a good tip for, you know, I guess parenting is just to find, not necessarily music or whatever it is, you know, just to give your children like chances to try things that they wouldn't normally try, and maybe one of those things would stick, you know. I think that's the case with me. I didn't show any interest in music. And I didn't even listen to music. I didn't even have a favorite artist. But then as soon as I got a guitar, all of a sudden I was listening to rock music, and I wanted to play all these rock songs. And within a year, I had started my own band, you know. So by the age of 16, I had a band, and I was playing gigs. Like, that's crazy. Like, that's a year.
But let's not forget that you also got placed in very, very known school, right?
So I wasn't very good in school, you know. Especially our school at the time, they don't really embrace anything
individual
artistic, you know. It was very academic, like, I guess a school should be, but, you know, there was nothing for me in school. I mean, the closest we had to music lessons was the tin whistle class, which is like this terrible, I don't know if you know what tin whistle is.
Yes.
It's a terribly boring instrument. You're not exactly going to be playing
But that's your life. That's your journey. And thank you for sharing your journey with us, because right now, today, Accent On, London Edition with Ilona Europa, will promote single number 5. We have new beautiful song to talk about, to see the video of the song, And in the end of the show, for everybody who listens to us and has a patience, please wait, because you will be playing acoustic version of your
for the first time ever.
Oh my gosh, we have two premieres. I am just so loving you. Talk about your single number 5. Title, how this song came about, was this fast release, all of that, and about your video. We are listening.
Yeah, so yeah, the fifth song, so Heartbeats came about when I was trying to write a different song. So, and this happens to me quite a lot, by the way. I was trying to write this other song. Actually, I was trying to write two different songs, and I was recording them and writing them at the same time, and they just, I couldn't finish them. It just didn't sound the way I want. You know, you're just struggling, and you kind of go. And then in between, Heartbeats just popped into my head, and I recorded that like this so quickly. I recorded a basic version of it really quickly. And then I left it there, and I went back to the other songs, and I was trying to finish them. And I went back to Heartbeats and went, gee, actually, this Heartbeat sounds way better than these other songs. So I decided to turn my attention then back to Heartbeats, and I finished that song pretty quickly. And I recorded so many vocals on that song. I don't even know if you can hear them, but I spent a lot of time doing different layers of vocals. And, I record, I've switched to recording myself, trying to do most of the stuff myself, not because it's better, just because I enjoy it more, you know, and I can take my time, and I like to take my time, obviously, and, and I can experiment and try and push myself in the privacy of my own recording, and I don't have to, like, I can take embarrassing steps and then just delete them and nobody's heard them, and that's happy days, you know. So that's what I did with Heartbeats. I did a lot of experimental vocally stuff, and some of it's in there, some of it I got rid of. And so that came apparent. I'd say within a month I had that recorded, and I had a few different ideas that I want to record a video, and Yeva, my manager, her and I, we decided it'd be fun just to do something really simple on it. Like, I like simple videos. I don't like complicated things, mostly because it's easier to get them done, and you kind of have more control if they're simpler, and, you know, less people involved. It's easier, you know. Anyway, so we had a few simple ideas, and me and my friend Kat and Yeva, we decided to go down to the beach, and we had a few different ideas in mind, and but most of them revolved around me. I don't know who came up with this. This is probably Yeva, because she likes to torment me. So I think Yeva came up with me, like, lying in the water. Now, this was January or February, so the water's freezing in the Pacific.
Even Malibu is cold.
Pacific Ocean is freezing. It might be hot-ish in the day, but the ocean is freezing. So it's comparable to the Irish Ocean, the Irish Sea, because anybody in Ireland know how cold the bloody Irish Sea is. So we go down to the beach, and I'm wearing nothing but a t-shirt and some sweatpants. And Ye was like, just lay in the water and let the water, you know, cover you while you're singing. And it was really difficult. It was a lot of, every time the water came over my face, there was all sand in the water, and it all went in my eyes, in my ears, and down my throat. And even I could feel it going up my leg and all this kind of stuff. So I was trying to sing emotionally, you know, my heart beats. And every time the waves came in, I just got this cold water rushing. So we had to do a lot of takes where you get the emotion right at the start as the thing, but then I would have to cut it because I'd be like, and I jumped out of the water.
Yes.
Anyway, and we're trying to do this at dusk, so when the sun was just going down. And so we only had a few minutes of time. So I think we did it twice, two different days. And we got a certain amount of footage, but we weren't finished. And then COVID happened. And so I had a half-finished video. I wanted to do a lot more. Like, for example, my friend Kat, we had recorded some of her standing there and reacting and getting And we only recorded a little bit of her, and we were thinking, oh, we'd have me and then cut to her and it'd be a bit dramatic, you know, you'd have a beautiful girl and, you know, and me like the ugly dude, you know, and, you know, that contrast would be good. And that was the plan anyway, but COVID happened and yeah. And then I had the song, the recording was more or less finished. The video was half finished. I honestly didn't know what to do. I was going to release it like a year ago. And I thought, oh, well, let's wait till COVID calms down, because you can't play gigs. So there's no point releasing the song if I can't promote it. But then eventually it got to now and I was like, oh, I just got to release it. I got to finish the video. So what I did is I went back and we did some little takes at the beach where we wrote on the sand some of the lyrics and we let the waves wash over them. And we inserted those into the video. And finished the video that way. It wasn't exactly what I wanted, but it's good. I'm happy with it. Yes, you know, sometimes you get something good because you're forced to do something else, you know. So, yeah. So
now I think this is the time.
Sometimes a problem is an opportunity, I guess, yeah.
Yes, and we'll be enjoying this video. We'll be enjoying the beautiful, beautiful song by Yelpi. This is his the newest single. And I'm so happy I can release on Accent on London Edition. So let's listen and watch the video.
You don't notice. You don't notice me. You don't notice me at all. You don't see me. You don't see me. Hey, you don't see me.
Thank you. A worldwide premiere of amazing, amazing song by Yelpi that is called Heartbeats is behind us. So let's go back to maybe your first song and the day that I met you. I remember I just love this song so much. It's called Feel It. Okay, let's talk a little bit about this one. And I promise we will be listening and watching your video too. What about what's happened? How did you go about this one?
Wow. So, yeah, well, let's keep this one a little brief because I think we talked about this at length. But, yeah, no, I feel it was a song I recorded. No, I wrote actually quite quickly again. We wrote this one quite quickly because Jonathan Smith, he's a producer in L.A., a brilliant producer in L.A. He goes by The Real John Smith, if you want to look him up. He came to me and we were like, let's do a song together. And I basically had to write a song really quickly. And I did. And it was Feel It. So we recorded that together and we were really happy with that. And then it came to the video and I really wanted a dancer. And I think Yeva had shown me Faye, the really good actress in LA. I saw her dance on something. I can't remember what it was. She used to be a ballerina. So I contacted Faye, and actually it turns out that Faye used to be a ballerina, had an accident, was told she'd never dance again, and then turned to acting. And she's a really good, accomplished actor now. She's been in loads of TV shows, so many things. I can't even, you know, lots of things I've watched, actually. I didn't even know she was in them. Anyway, so we became friends. We decided, let's do a video. And Faye agreed to try dancing after never having danced forever, and we'd recorded just something natural, and she did, and we did, and we edited a bit with her. There's a few things in there she wasn't happy with, because, you know, she can't dance anymore as the way she used to. So we cut some things out and just kept the nice. I thought all of it was amazing.
I think it's beautiful. She dances.
Yeah,
so beautiful. She's beautiful, and I love this song. I love this
video. It's the most perfect thing for this song.
Yes.
For sure.
So let's now listen and watch.
Don't go. Stay and let me show you. won't go.
Thank you so much. We feel this music, feel your sounds, we love it. And another single is called Shout.
Shout, yeah, my third.
Why did you shout, and what did you shout about?
So Shout, again, was a case of, like Heartbeats, I was trying to record different songs, and Shout just was like, I think it was my anger, actually. I couldn't get the songs done, you know. So I wrote Shout in like 5 minutes. And it was really quick. And I actually thought, I record this and I might keep it for something else, because I thought, it doesn't really sound like a Yelpy song, you know, that kind of way. It wasn't. Anyway, so I came back to it and I actually was like, no, this doesn't sound like me. It's, you know. So I experimented with it. It was my experiment. It's actually my first song I did myself, actually. And so I experimented with it and ended up, finishing it pretty quickly, recording it. I sent it, actually, this song, I sent it to a lot of my friends because I was very unsure of myself. And I tried to get their feedback and I made a few tweaks to it. And then we recorded the video and I wanted to do another dancing video. So I went on Instagram and I was like, let's try and find a kind of unique looking dancer. And then I found Kelly Tell, I believe. Tell is her last name. So Kelly Tell, and we went up to a top of a mountain and we just let her dance. And we literally did it in one take where I held a GoPro and she just danced to the song at the edge of a mountain. And it's very dangerous.
Yes.
And every time she was dancing and doing jumps, I was like, please.
I know. I was watching, I was like,
It's really, she just kept doing these jumps. And I was like, no, don't do it. Like, it's only a song. Don't kill yourself.
We are really lucky. Now we'll be watching and listening to your third single.
Actually, that's the fourth one. That's not the third one.
Already? Okay. So it's called Shout.
Shout.
And let's enjoy it right now.
Talk about it. Heaven knows you don't need lie about it. And every time I even think about it, I get so mad that I could scream and shout. You make me wanna
shout, shout, shout.
You make me wanna
shout, shout, shout.
Now there's so many times you make control, you know I just don't wanna hear you lie again. Don't say you won't. You make me wanna
shout, shout, shout.
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 When you lie in the night and
yeah.
Thank you, Yelpi. Great song. Again, beautiful dancer. Little dangerous.
Very dangerous, yes. Don't do that at home, folks.
So I will say again, everybody, please watch on YouTube or come to Accent On, of course, Facebook. You will be lucky to see practically four singles, because one does not have a video. But right now, and I know I'm not going in order, so doesn't really matter. Matter is they are great.
You're playing favorites, I think.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I just wrote them this way. Probably that's how I was looking and then picking up them up. So we'll talk about song Save Me. That's very personal. Beautiful song also. Tell us a little bit about it, this single.
So Save Me was the third song I recorded with Jonathan. And I had this idea for a song and I couldn't finish it. I just couldn't finish it. And so me and Jonathan were knocking around a bit. We went through a lot of different versions and finally we landed on something we were both happy with. And we recorded together and we were pretty happy with that. And he did a fantastic job, especially seeing as this is one song where I had very basic version of the song. Jonathan really turned it into a full-on kick-ass song, you know. So then when it came to the video, I had my friend Susan Hornell, who's a producer here in Hollywood. She was booking me for years to do a video together. So we said, this one, we'll do a video together. And we had a very low budget, but she had a great idea of having this door that we open up when we go into different places. But we needed a girl in the video. And I remember we had a lot of girls that we were going to use. And I was like, no, none of these girls look the part. So I went on Instagram, where I get all my people from, and I saw this girl, and she just reminded me she had an Irish look to her, she just had this unique look, Star Bordeaux, and so I called. This is the most weird thing. I this was 10 o'clock at night, and we were going to shoot the video the next morning, right in the desert. So we had to drive 2 hours out to the desert. So I texted her. I'm a complete stranger, by the way. Hey, do you want to do a video together? She's like, yeah. I'm like, really? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, so if I come and pick you up and we drive to the desert, which is 2 hours drive, your game? She's like, yeah. I was like, wow. So I picked her up in the morning. We went to the desert and we did the shooting. And I was telling her in the car, I was like, you shouldn't just go to the desert with any guy who,
you know. You are not a stranger. No, you are a public person. So in a way, I can say person who probably wanted to go with you, checked you
out. Well, I wouldn't advise it, kids.
No, still, you're right. But, you know, meant to be for whatever reason. So she saved the day.
She did, yes.
Yeah, so we have this beautiful a single called Save Me, which we have right now pleasure to listen to, and we'll be watching this great video with story behind it. Thank you so much.
She burns like the sun. She burns like the sun. She burns like the sun. Like a star, she moves like the wind. She moves like the wind. She moves like the wind. Like a storm. Like a storm. She feels like my world. She feels.
Thank you. Beautiful. Save Me. Beautiful single. And now we have one song that somehow doesn't have video yet. It's called Gravity. I know how important this song is for you. So I know you are waiting. You are making special plan for video. So tell us a little bit about this single. We'll be not listening and watching this video, but I don't know. People probably can't contact you on all social platforms. You will make them just aware of everything, what they wanted to hear and the way how they can purchase your singles. So Gravity, talk about Gravity. Why no video yet? What's happened?
So Gravity is a song that actually, so Jonathan had this song called Gravity that he did with another artist. I can't for the life of me remember her name. I should know it. But he took it to me and was like, we should do a version of this. And I took the song and I was like, okay, I need to Yelpify this song. So basically the version that I rewrote the song. So it's completely different. It's not just a different version. It's an actual different song. We ended up changing the song entirely and we were really happy with it. And then at the same time, Jonathan from Utah, a producer, contacted me, and we've been wanting to do a video together for ages. So we had this amazing video planned there. It was set in space, and it was very ambitious. So we did it. We shot it in Utah, in space, at a green screen, floating around in a big. We got the guy who did all the Star Trek special effects. He did the spaceship, and he did the spacesuit, very expensive, very amazing, but very ambitious, and it's still not finished, and it's still, they're working on special effects actually in London currently to try and finish it. So I don't know when that's going to be finished. So whenever that's finished, we'll re-release it with a video.
But you know, that's a great story. Sometimes great things need to wait.
You can't rush it.
We'll be reborn, probably with amazing video, and you put so much effort, and not only you, you have great people that you are working for many, many years, and when people are listening to our interview, probably they see that you have a group of people who just you like to work with, and I like it about you. A lot of people will be jumping and just looking always for something new, something, but you are the one that when you feel you found a home, you like to stay in it, and that's how people, I think, are getting the most success because, you know, I don't believe you can just change always chairs and think, oh, take a luck here and there. Everything has a reason in life. So Gravity is waiting, and actually we will see the video. We'll listen to the song.
It'll be done when it's done, I guess.
And you will call us when it's ready. You will write to me, and we'll give a nice promotion for this one too.
That'd be great.
So right now, oh my gosh, I think this is like very, very special moment because I know you will be playing acoustic version again. Nobody ever heard you singing live with guitar. We have another, you know, beautiful accent on with ELP, and you always are bringing guitar. You always are playing on my show, and I appreciate that so much, so much. We don't have concerts right now, too many concerts. Now we have a concert. We have you. We have you, the closest like we can get with your release of your and premiere of your great single called Heartbeats. We had a pleasure to play a video already and play the song. Now we have you, especially for us, especially for Accent On, with Ilona Europa on LA Talk Radio, straight from the London and Malibu to everybody to enjoy. Okay, acoustic version, Heartbeats, Yelpy premiere.
Thank you so much. I apologize for the quality of this over my webcam microphone, but we'll see how it goes.
Will be beautiful. You always deliver.
Okay, right?
Yes.
You don't notice. You don't notice me. You don't notice me at all. You don't see me. You don't see me. Hey. You don't see me. After all, why would you?
Just beautiful.
I never noticed.
Beautiful, beautiful version. I am so thankful for this acoustic version for all of us to enjoy. Yes, we are talking. We had a great interview with Yelpy, our friend, amazing singer, originally from Ireland, living in Malibu right now. My wonderful friend. So I will say, I'm sending love and good luck with this release. I really, really believe.
Thank you so much, Ilona. It's always a pleasure. I love being on your show.
So I cannot wait when you'll be coming maybe our way here and place.
Oh, I can't wait. Actually, that's a great idea.
To London. They will love it here. London is opening up very fast. They promise the summer will be almost normal. And I know that LA misses you probably in your live performances. You had so many of them.
Lots of gigs.
So time for you to pick up guitar and just do what you do the best. Just entertain us and bring us all the great five singles. And you have many, many songs that you can also deliver. So if somebody watches and listens to our show and wants to hire you for some great future gigs, why not? So how they can contact you? What is the best way to contact you?
Carrier pigeon is the best way to get... No.
I sent it already.
Just on the website, I think there's a... Is there an email? Yeah, you can just get me at alan@yelpy.net, really, is
is an easy
one. What about social media? You are on...
Oh, yeah, all the social medias, obviously. Just, Yelpy is on everything, so just Yelpy.
Yes, again.
So whatever you're on, just type Yelpy in. You should be good to go. I'm even on TikTok.
Oh, you are?
I'm very new to TikTok.
Your music. Congratulations. So, again, we were talking today to our friend Yelpy. I hope people enjoyed it. His releases. He had great five singles, which everyone except One Gravity has a video. Everybody go to YouTube. Please watch with us or watch on the Accent On over and over again. Or listen to LA Talk Radio Accent On every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time. So,
best show ever.
I love you. Say hi to your wonderful manager. Bye.
Will do. Thank you.
Faith, somehow I feel like you keep my faith, the everlasting love that we have. Today, by day I need to lean on your strength.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.